We're going to swing by and check in with Winthrop University. We're going to hang out on campus there with Joseph Miller. He is the marketing director for Winthrop University. And good morning to you, Joseph.
Morning, Lucas. Morning, morning. Ashley.
We love meeting another morning person. And you are a morning guy, aren't you?
Totally. Yep. Yep. Get me up. Yep.
You've been on this show many times, and you've brought the same kind of energy consistently. And so before the microphones turned on, I said, you must be a morning person. He said, yep. Much like us, around 9 o'clock in the evening, he starts to wind down and hit a wall, for sure. Well, my goodness, we've got so many headlines coming out of Winthrop. Winthrop is also a big part of our Prom Pledge initiative. We'll get to that in a minute, but let's kind of just fly through some of the big headlines happening on the campus of Winthrop University.
Yeah, so many things going on, and thanks again to have me on the air this morning to talk about some of those events. So in coordination with Come See Me Festival, we've got the Burns Auditorium grand reopening. This happening between April 4th and 9th, and a whole lineup of events scheduled for that grand reopening. I know Manning had the on the air yesterday with Straight Talk, Lauren Grad, who's director of communications for College of Visual and Performing Arts, and also Dr. Tracy Patterson, who's associate professor and assistant provost or assistant dean for College of Visual and Performing Arts. And so learn more about that. And also tomorrow morning, Dr. Laurie Crochet and Justin Eisenhower are going to be on the morning with Palmetto Mornings to talk about that as well. But stay tuned. There's an exciting lineup. All the events are open and free to the public, especially the event on Friday night. You don't want to miss it.
It's going to be great to go back and see Burns, which has kind of been out of commission as they poured in some TLC for several years. And it's such an iconic building when you drive into campus. I know you all are really excited to have it open.
Yeah, very excited to welcome that building back online. Totally.
All right. So other than that, this is a big day today on Winthrop's campus. In the next couple of days, you're hosting Model UN.
Yes, so this is the 49th year that Winthrop University, so next year we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary of Model UN, and Dr. Jennifer Disney has been leading that, coordinating that effort, and we are welcoming over 450 student delegates from over 25 high schools in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia. The theme of this year's conference is Parting Ways with Neocolonialism, Ensuring Global Achievement Through Development for All. And the event continues to track students, including American Leadership Academy, Goose Creek, Heathwood Hall, Lakeside High Schools, and local locations, including Clover Ninth Grade Campus in Louisville. So we're going to be welcoming students from all across the state, all across the region, back on Winthrop's campus for the next 2 days. And we also have our own Winthrop University students who have been participating with helping to serve as delegate assistants in this. So we're excited to welcome this back this year, and again, to have all the activity of these 450 high school students on campus.
So what does an event like Model UN look like?
Yeah, so it really takes over at least three academic buildings on campus. And then it's great to see these groups of students sort of shuttling in between these sessions all across campus. And they're dressed up to impress. I mean, this is all, they're in suits. They are representing model countries from all across the alphabet. And they take their role very, very seriously. They are here to compete seriously and to win.
They walk around with their lanyards around their neck to advertise what country they will be speaking on behalf of. Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting to see them all in a room and have like healthy conversations. And I think that's what's amazing about Model UN. You know, in today's time, if someone disagrees with you, then it's the end of the world. But this will encourage young people how to have a healthy conversation and really stand up for what you believe, even though others might see fault in it. You kind of have to stand up and really make your point and have that healthy conversation and disagreement and agreement on some things. So it's really cool. And kudos to Winthrop University for welcoming these high school students, which we hope will turn into Winthrop students one
day. That's right. You hear how many students. Actually, we have an admissions counselor, Kyle Conrad, who is a Model UN student and not only came to Winthrop, but now is an employee as part of our admissions team. So,
what a great way to also see the campus if they've never seen the campus before.
And with this Model UN that's happening over the next couple of days, there's an event this Wednesday night that's dealing with AI.
That's right. So as part of Model UN and also our MLA Hornsby Lecture Series, we have Princeton University political science professor Arthur Sperling, who will share insights on how artificial intelligence is transforming society and politics during his April 2nd event this evening at Winthrop University. So the title for the 6 p.m. lecture in Tillman Auditorium is The Fall of the Machines, Beyond the Hype, Real World Perspectives, and Public Skepticism of AI. And there'll be a 4:30 reception in Richardson Ballroom Where he'll talk a little bit more about that, his work, and what to prepare for the lecture. So if people, again, this event is open and free to the public. If people want to come out at 4:30 to Richardson Ballroom and hear him at the reception, and then stick around for the 6 p.m. lecture in Tillman Auditorium. So this is both for the MLA series, Model UN, and again, open to anybody who wants to come and attend.
Boy, AI is dominating so much of the conversation. The more that you can sit in and learn about it, especially from those on the front line, boy, you arm yourself with knowledge. We're speaking with Joseph Miller. He is the marketing director for Winthrop University. This Saturday is a big day because it's Winthrop Day.
Yes, Winthrop Day. This is without a doubt the largest admissions event during the year. We're going to welcome over 500 students who have already committed, saying they are coming to Winthrop University, or maybe they need just like that one last look. But we're going to get them connected with faculty, students, student organizations. We'll have over 1,500 people on campus with us just for this singular event on Saturday. And this is the event that marks off our yield season, where we start to wind down as we approach May 1st for the National Candidates Reply deadline for students to decide what colleges they're going to attend this fall. So this is a big event. Also, in addition to Winthrop Day and the lineup of all the activities going on with Come See Me Festival, we're also hosting the Collegiate Disc Golf Tournament at the farm. So you all may be familiar with Winthrop's world-renowned elite disc golf course that's used for the International Disc Golf Tournament, the National Disc Golf Tournament. Well, a couple of years ago, we picked up the Collegiate Disc Golf Tournament as well. So they'll be playing the competitive Garnet and Gold courses out at the farm. So we'll see them on campus this weekend.
You cannot say that you are bored in Rock Hill this weekend.
So that's taking place this weekend. You've got Winthrop Day and the first full weekend of Come See Me.
That's right.
These visitors are going to be impressed, hopefully, beyond whatever belief. Yes, thank you. With what they're going to see here. This is unbelievable. Well, a big part of Winthrop University is making sure that these young people get to their campus and they make smart decisions, and that really starts in high school. And that's one reason why Winthrop University is one of our big sponsors of our Prom Pledge initiative. And just share more insight of why you all believe in this effort so much.
Yeah, this is a great opportunity for us to remind students and remind parents that, you know, just how important they are to the community. And to help them understand that there is a community that surrounds them with support and love and concern. And we want them to have a great experience. I mean, this is the countdown to graduation. Prom is another one of those defining moments in the high school experience where you start to really think about what lies beyond. And for many students, that's higher ed. And so the opportunity to partner with OTS Media on Prom Pledge just makes a lot of sense for us. We want to continue to affirm our commitment to students in the high schools and our partnership with our educational partners, but then also to remind them to make good choices, you know, that there is a life beyond high school. And we want them, you know, to celebrate the evenings, celebrate their success, and you know, enjoy all the social aspects of what prom is, but to do so responsibly and to think about themselves and others in the process as well. So it's great that we get a chance to you know, express our gratitude for them, also to go ahead and prepare them and celebrate their upcoming graduation and commencements, but then also to celebrate their achievement and their fun for the night of prom.
And of course, if they start making those good, healthy choices in high school when they get to your campus,
that's right,
they're already established and know what to do.
That's right.
Joseph Miller, once again, is the marketing director for Winthrop University. As always, Joseph, we appreciate the conversation and the great headlines.
Yeah, thank you.